Do you know what Miles Davis says about mistakes? Don't worry about mistakes. There are none. That's fucking Miles Davis. Just think about that.
Three, two, one.
If that's what Miles Davis says, then I think we can allow for a few mistakes to be in our podcast.
Do you know what I think we should do?
What?
I think we should start the show.
Okay.
Four, five, seven, eight, nine.
You're counting up. You're getting further away from the show.
Three, and in zero.
No, you're supposed to start at five.
And in five, four, three, two.
No, 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 you don't say two.
Oh.
You don't say two. I just do the two and then the one and then I point.
What do you mean you do the two and then the
with
one?
With my hands.
Oh, I, your fingers?
Yes, my fingers.
Use your right fingers five, because otherwise if you, you use your left hand, that's the hand that you wipe with.
Correct.
Okay. Five, four, three, one, zero.
Don't say one or zero. Zero is start.
Okay.
I do the hand thing.
I got it.
Ready?
Third time's
a charm.
Five, four, three, two. Oh, Kevin fucked it. Our guest fucked it up.
He doesn't even. We haven't even.
Five, four, three.
Welcome to the Shy Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Hi.
Robert Shy.
Hello.
Yeah.
We have a special guest, Kevin Janotic.
Oh, who the hell is that?
Kevin. Coming from San Diego, California.
Oh, nice. San Diego.
That's a long way away.
He may or may not be from my hometown of Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, Worcester.
Hola.
Hola, amigo.
They speak Spanish in Worcester?
Si. Portuguesa.
Sometimes.
Si. No. No.
Kevin.
Yes.
Has been really, really begging to be on the Shy Show.
Is that right?
Wow.
I've been actually promised to be on the show on four different occasions.
Ooh,
and
whoa.
I've gotten
the boot?
I wasn't even on to get the boot. It was kind of the stiff arm, I would say.
Yeah. Wow.
I got stiffed.
By who?
But Brian stiffed you?
I'm going to say Brian gave me a stiffy.
Oh,
he stiffed me.
Oh, my God.
That's
and let me tell you why I stiff. I throw the stiff down.
Uh-huh.
Please do.
He makes me nervous.
Why? Kevin makes
you
nervous?
Yeah, he makes me nervous.
Why?
Because he has knowledge of things that no one did ever know.
Oh, you guys are what? Friends from the past?
He said may or may not. I think this is a may.
Yes,
as in a you guys grew up together in Worcester.
I mean, what is the age of growing up? Is there a you have to meet at 8? Is
no,
it a 6
not
thing?
I mean,
14?
You know,
are we still good at 14?
Yeah, you guys met at 14?
That's your formative.
What are you,
years?
Grown up at 18? So, yeah, we grew up for 4 years
for
together.
4 years
I guess.
Together.
You guys met at 14, though? That does seem a little late. Why didn't you guys hang out before?
Greg, love can happen at any age in life, late in life, early.
That's not true. You need to fall in love before you're 14 or you're doomed.
Oh,
I remember my first love at 14.
Oh, yeah?
She was 39.
What? What was her name?
It's irrelevant.
Come on,
I think I might know her name. I think I might know her name, actually.
This is the reason why Kevin's here.
Is that legal, BG?
Moving on.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, my God. That is so ghetto.
I just heard the buzzer.
Is this going to be the ghetto show?
Yeah.
What do you mean is it going to be a ghetto show?
Where you set up like some intriguing fact, Kevin begins to tell us, and you say...
And then the buzzer sounds.
Moving on. And the audience groans all throughout the country. And
Brazil. Hola, ladies.
Hola.
In Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a Venezuelan as well.
Our listeners.
Yeah. To our listener in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to say?
Hola.
Muy bien.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So, Kevin.
Yes.
What brings you up here from San Diego?
It's the little man's big day, big weekend.
Yes. I know. It's your birthday this
34,
weekend.
Walter Payton.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Congratulations, sir.
You made it. You're welcome.
Boo.
Wait. Someone's booing. Who's booing?
There was a guy in the back row booing. I'd like to just go ahead and say it's one more year than Jesus made it.
That's true. But I think that was a little bit of a different time.
Yeah.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
The time
Same
period?
Thing.
A little different.
But it's still, I'm still winning.
You're always winning.
Not that.
Did you like Brian right away when you met him? Or did you not like him? Be honest. And then I'll ask Brian the same question about you.
Oh, yeah. So be prepared.
I don't know.
That's a no. Brian, did you like Kevin when you first met him, or did you not like him?
I'd like to first of all say how fucked up it is that you couldn't answer that question.
No doubt.
I apologize, dude.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. That's not romantic.
Was it because you were intoxicated? I understand that in Worcester, that tends to happen a lot at a young age.
Listen.
Hey, if we're going to get into intoxicated, I got a little story about my friend Brian Garage.
Let's go.
He's not gonna. He better not stop this.
No, I'm not gonna stop. You can go for it. But I remember how we first met. But I know it's irrelevant because who cares about that shit? So go ahead, tell your story.
Brian does this a lot. He'll play the martyr.
Yeah.
You do not remember when we first met. So
first day of freshman year of high school, we're in the same homeroom.
We were
in the same row.
Wow.
Okay. My bad.
Yep.
My bad.
Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Kevin,
or skids.
No, Catholic school. We had to wear a uniform.
That's ghetto.
It was awesome. Girls wore skirts and they wore long stockings.
As a Catholic?
Money.
Catholic school?
Thigh highs, kid, every day.
You guys are the most deviant fucks ever. Catholics.
What do you mean you guys?
Catholics. Earlier. Yeah.
Fucking Catholics, man. Yeah. Catholic girls are deviant.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Ooh. Just say, walked around like Woodrow Wilson in the place.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I think there's a double entendre in that.
There was a diving board at all times.
You had to tuck it up under the belt. That was my move. I would tuck it up under the belt. Jesus.
The compass going north?
Point it north.
When it went through
moving.
The middle, you were.
Yeah, what else am I going to do? And then someone comes up behind you and hugs you, and they're like, what the hell? Do you have a ruler down your pants? Do you have one of those math rulers that has the three sides?
No. Hot dogs from the calf, dude.
You got a suicide belt on? I felt like a stick of dynamite under your belt. No.
No, it's a pipe bomb, babe.
Mr. Hoyt, why don't you get up in front of the class and show us how this equation
Mr.
works?
Mr. Hoyt, please come down to the office.
Oh, shit. I gotta get up. Okay. Hang on. Taking my hands, putting it down my pants, and flipping it.
He's putting his hands down his pants.
Well, no, I just was adjusting my belt.
What are you putting your hands on your pants for?
Oh, God. It came out from under my belt. I'll just walk like a velociraptor, and I'll put my ass back. Those were all my moves.
The velociraptor walk.
Velociraptor walk.
And the sad thing is that your dad was the principal, so going
to the
principal's office was...
We actually had had a friend that full-on, in that same scenario, just was like, why don't you come to the board and solve this equation? And he just was like, It was
in Mrs. Jaguar's class, who was pardon my French, but a psychopath.
Yeah, all right.
This girl, that lady, had her outfits planned for the entire year, calendar year. It was geometry.
Oh, wow.
So she had it all figured out.
Makes sense.
And one of our buddies was in the front row, and you had to get up and do some math problems on the board, and I don't know if he was looking at Mrs. Jaguar's ass that day, because she was a tight little package. But
wait, was she 39 by any chance?
I would say she was mid-30s, maybe early 30s, down and dirty.
Yeah, I'm just trying to,
figure some things out. Yeah, you know. Anyway, continue. So he wasn't able to solve the problem.
Well, he obviously was thinking about something else.
Yeah.
He wasn't...
He was 14, so he was constantly erect. Shame on him. Let's get the ruler out. This is a Catholic school. Erections are not allowed.
You should be thinking about geometry.
Meanwhile, it's like you got these fucking stripper girls running around in their thigh highs and their short skirts.
Exactly.
What's happening here?
So anyway, so go ahead, Kev, finish the story.
So yeah, she says, Mr. X, come to the board. So come to the board, and he's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. And she's like, what do you mean, Mr. X, come to the board? And he's like, gladly, I will take the zero. He didn't get up.
I'm going to take the zero.
He didn't get up. Ironically, he was already up, if you know what
I
mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's a win for him. That zero is a win, because that story is better than the story of him getting up with a full-fledged...
Well, that story is better than him getting up and solving the equation. You wouldn't have remembered that, would you?
No, who gives a fuck about math? I hate math.
Yeah.
Well, it's irrelevant, mostly.
Totally irrelevant. And that was always my argument with my math teachers. I would just literally get into this philosophical fight of like, why am I ever going to need this? Tell me why I'm going to need this. And they never could.
to calculate the percentage that your agent gets and how much you get?
Yeah, that's what a calculator's for.
And balance your checkbook?
Yes, but well, come on. I covered those basics by the time I was 4 years old.
Whether or not a couch is going to fit in a room by measuring it?
You
before
stuff it through the window. If it works, it works.
It's all good point. You don't need, by the way, you don't need to even balance. I've never balanced a checkbook.
Oh, well,
I don't even have a checkbook, but
I balance my budget pretty regularly.
So math comes into play.
Yeah, but not algebra. Once we get past division, multiplication, and addition, we're
do
we're
you literally
done.
Pull out a checkbook and use the
I
little
literally
back
do.
Panel
yeah,
thing
I
and balance it?
Yeah, I
that is
do.
Insane.
Yeah.
What about if you're calculating how long it's going to take to get somewhere?
Like if train X leaves.
Yeah,
Malibu.
But you don't even have to say train X gets whatever. It's like you get in your truck and you're like, oh, it's 30 miles away, and how long is it going to take?
Absolutely not.
In your mind, you do it.
No, I don't.
When
no.
It's a feeling. You stick
it's
your hand
feeling.
Out the window, see how fast the wind's blowing?
I know approximately how much time it takes to get to Santa Monica in Los Angeles at certain hours of the day.
Okay.
I look at the clock. It says 2. I'm like, I'm probably going to get to Santa Monica at around 3.
Because you've done an algebraic equation in your head.
Really?
I think so.
I think it's addition or subtraction.
Or I went online and Google mapped it and it told me how long it's going to take me to get there.
That's right.
But Google Maps uses algebra.
Right. But
so? I don't.
Some nerd at Google spent their fucking lives learning equations and sitting in a cubicle under fluorescent lights. And that's not my fault. They made those choices, Kevin.
So, Kevin, you're here for Mr. Gerard's birthday. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm very excited to be here. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not Brian, though. Not
no.
Brian. Because you don't even remember the first time.
I've actually never heard it, but...
He's never listened to the show, so that's... Okay.
I'm excited, though. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you.
You guys sound very talented.
Oh.
I'm impressed.
Okay.
Very impressed.
So I'm 14. I go to... It's my first day of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, is this kid? Who's Kevin Janarek? Oh, he's a big shot. He's a big shot.
Oh, you're a big shot?
Big shot.
They're all whispering
player.
About
him. Oh, he was a football player.
Football player.
He was a freshman.
Wait, this is the first day
got
of school,
it.
So
freshman.
This
he's
story
a freshman.
Is bullshit.
No. In middle school, you must have had some sort of...
There's
no?
Whisperings.
Okay, well,
he was a freshman,
going.
And he started on the varsity football
okay,
team.
So
my father was the coach.
You were getting late.
Oh.
Very quickly.
I wasn't.
Very quickly, you were getting late. Once you got on the football team, you started getting late, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. I know how school sports work.
All right. So his father was the coach.
I was banging
coach.
Brian.
Yes, the truth
you
comes
and Brian
out.
Became intimate once you got on the football team.
Maybe that was our first encounter.
It could be. You 14. Just don't remember it.
That's little, love. Right
little
there.
Back door.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
I apologize, Brian.
Can't believe you actually went.
So continue with your 14.
So he's like, oh, it's coming in high. It's a big deal. He's friends with all the seniors. Everyone's walking around now. When I was a freshman in high school, I was literally the exact same size that I am right now. I had a growth spurt when I was in eighth grade.
Mm.
So I was gigantic.
You were huge as a freshman.
And
you really were? Like, so you actually were like a big guy?
I'm maybe 4 pounds heavier and an inch taller than I was when I was a freshman in high school.
Can you confirm this?
Was he was hairy as hell, too. Very hairy.
Yeah.
Like
the little
beard.
Chimp.
Little chimpanzee.
Swinging from desk to desk.
Is that
like
Brian
that.
Gerard?
I think so.
About him.
Yeah, but he won't get out of his desk now for some reason. Oh.
But then, you know, as high school continues on, everyone kind of develops and gets into their own and... I struggled.
Because you had already developed completely in fourth grade.
Yeah.
You struggled in high school?
Can we tell them about the theater episode?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's do it.
Rumor has it, I can't confirm nor deny this story, but Mr. Gerard had relations, should I put it, with a female during school.
What?
In the theater.
What?
And
so
rumor
deep.
Has it,
what?
Post...
relations.
Post-relations, the female tattooed someone's name
no.
on her buttocks.
No. No.
Yes.
Like, this ass belongs to Mr. Herard.
Was this with, like a prison tattoo gun made out of a thick pen or something?
Was she shanking herself?
I know.
I don't know, but that's pretty impressive.
Okay.
16 years old.
Let's see if we can confirm this right now.
Okay, that is an awesome story.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That wasn't me, though.
That wasn't you?
No.
Okay. All right.
That's a wet down.
Well, what about the time Johnny, what's his name?
Let's keep the names.
All right. My bad.
But Johnny, what's his name?
Was offered to give you a ride home.
Go on.
And we had a couple libations that night.
I think it's orange juice. Catholic for drink.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's a Catholic
homework. We had actually some wine. We had some wine.
They had a little blood of Christ.
Got it.
And then
Mr. Whatever decided to give our friend here a ride home. But on the way home, he had to stop and the kid driving had to stop and get a pack of smokes.
Uh-huh.
So when he went into the store to get the smokes, our buddy over here jumped in the driver's seat and decided to bring himself home. Left the old guy.
No, you just took the guy's car?
He just took his car and left him there after he agreed to give him a ride home.
So fucking
it's
ghetto.
It's so terrible.
Can you confirm that story?
Again, that wasn't me.
What?
Yeah.
That wasn't you?
Can you please tell a story that I actually...
Interesting. Oh, that's good.
That really wasn't you?
No.
These stories end up not being him. No. What about that story where you did that amazing driving move that one of your other friends told me about where you ended up almost crashing that car in reverse? Was Kevin there for that?
No.
Oh, man.
No,
And that was you drunk driving in high school.
Why is Kevin here? Is he just...
I don't even think I know this guy.
Seriously.
This guy right here?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I mean...
He doesn't remember meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
All the stories that he thinks are about you are not.
Are you sure that this is the guy that you knew back in Worcester?
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
This is awkward.
My name is Brian.
It's good that you guys...
Brian!
You should shake hands. You should meet each other for the first time here.
Nice to meet you.
Gerard, you said, right?
Yeah, dude. Thanks for...
Gerard. G-N-G-I.
You blew it.
No, different guy.
Well, I'm a G-N.
Oh.
And he's a G-I.
Ah.
So you would have been in front of me?
You know what? It's over. You didn't really... Well, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
It's always great having Brian's friends on.
Yep.
I really...
It's good to be here.
Brian's childhood friends.
Childhood friends.
Didn't work out as good as I planned. I was really... Don't go on Craigslist, I guess, is more of that story. But,
you guys met on Craigslist?
On behalf of Greg Hoyt and Robert Scheid, my name is Brian Gerard, and mystery guest Kevin something or other.
Genotic.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
This has been The Scheid Show.
Winning!
Yay!
Boo!
I'll tell you the story to pass on to the end. It's told to me so long ago by my good friend. As we huddled around the log fire, laughed the whole night long as he told me a tale passed on.